This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Ecker.
I'm Jonathan Aul.
And I'm Jasmine Creighton.
Well, this is finals week at Western Illinois University, which means another round of students will be graduating from the university and heading into the job market. I understand, in general, this is looking like a pretty good job market right now for college graduates. What about for those who majored in broadcasting, those looking to go into news? Is this a good job market for them right now? Do you think many of them will be able to land a job? Jasmine, you work with many of those students. How's it looking? Do some of them already have jobs lined up?
Yeah, I have one person who does a lot of freelancing and has a part-time job on the side in production, news production, and he has quite a few things lined up, and he has a very bright future ahead of him. I mean, here's the thing. There are plenty of jobs, I think, for entry-level journalists, whether you're broadcasting. We have a lot of people even who are broadcasters who are getting paper jobs, newspaper jobs. And we've had a couple people already hired who are already started their job. So they haven't been around for the last week because they're there. So I think the number of opportunities are there. You just have to be qualified, and you have to make sure that you are ready to leave. And not just your resume, but you have to have a great resume tape. And that means that you have to be able to show, you know, lots of different skills. You have to be a multimedia journalist. So you're not just a great writer, but you take great video, and you could also post on the web and be able to tell a story.
Well, this is kind of interesting because we've talked on this program many times before about how newsrooms are getting smaller and smaller. So to hear that maybe there are some job opportunities out there. But, you know, you would probably in the past have seen maybe a few people who graduate go right to the commercial radio stations, for example, in Macomb or a nearby market. Those opportunities are not really there anymore. You just mentioned multimedia journalist, Jasmine. Those are people who are really kind of doing several people's jobs by themselves. And so that means fewer jobs in a newsroom, too. Yet there are still opportunities out there.
Yeah, well, I think the jobs are being taken away at the top. And I think a lot of people who are the veterans are leaving the newsrooms, and they're leaving those positions open for the newer people.
And it's, you know, I think really what it comes down to is you mentioned the resume tape, although it's really not a tape anymore. But, you know, the thing that separates journalists and broadcasters from other people who are applying for jobs is that they have to have proof of performance before they get hired. My wife teaches accounting, and we've joked for years that when you go to an interview to be an accountant, you don't bring with you samples of you doing accounting. but if you're
what going, a great video that would be.
It would. But the you know when you're a journalist or a broadcaster, you have to have examples of how I'm going to be able to you know serve your station on day one because this is the past ability. And I think that that's why in our industry, doing internships and doing internships and part-time jobs while you're in school is so critical. That actually has a bigger concern for me than, you know, a small newsroom not having entry-level jobs anymore. You know, that doesn't bother me as much as, you know, there are fewer opportunities for students to get experience. You know, if you take the commercial media in Macomb, for example, you know, there's less opportunity for someone studying at Western to have a part-time job on the side the way that there was 10, 15, 20, 30 years ago. And that, you know, because it's all about experience. You got to prove that you can do it. And are we set up to be able to give students that opportunity?
Talking into a mic is much different than just sitting around at home talking to your friends, even though you're trying to come across that way when you're talking into the mic. Being able to do that is a different skill.
Yeah. And just today, I received an email from an assistant news director in a top 50 market. Now, I usually don't get emails from people in the top 50, you know, because I expect when my students go out, they're probably going to be in a lower size market, maybe market 150 or market 170, like in the Quincy area.
How many TV markets are there?
There are 210 from Nielsen. They rank those. I talked to this person via email, and they're talking to me about a recent graduate who maybe had graduated a year ago and applied for position in this top 50 market. And this news director tells me, he said, if you know any really good photogs, please send them my way, even with a year or two of experience. Because here's the thing. Now that smaller markets are one-man banding, which means that reporters are going out and doing their own videography and editing, I'm not getting qualified applicants for videographer anymore. He said there aren't people who are training to be videographers, and people aren't ready and qualified to be in my market.
But you, as a journalism teacher, are you teaching students to be multimedia journalists and being that one person reporter out there with shooting the video and everything, or are students getting the opportunity to focus just on photojournalism?
Both. I do teach our reporters and our anchors to be able to go out by themselves, because realistically speaking, they're probably, if they're talent, they're going to probably be in a smaller market. But now we're seeing that some of the people behind the scenes, some of my videographers who I bring on as just videographers, are able to get those positions in higher markets, and I find that really interesting.
Hasn't that always sort of been the case, that if you wanted to move up to a larger market in a hurry upon graduating, that you could do so, it would be more likely to do so if you develop behind-the-scenes skills rather than being on-air talent? It seems like everybody wants to be the star on the air, but if you can produce or shoot video, the editing, whatever it might be, some sort of behind-the-scenes skill, you might be able to jump up to a larger market more quickly.
I would say that's how I started. I was in a top 50 market, but I started behind the scenes as a teleprompter operator. But I was teaching out at UNLV in Las Vegas, and I had students come right out of school, and they would hire them as production assistants. They would bring them on. Eventually, they become a producer within 6 months, a year. A lot of behind the scenes work. But eventually, I even saw some of those students who had been producers transition into talent within a year or two.
And a lot of it, you know, it's all about writing, though. I think that if you're a good writer, you can do any of those jobs. And one of the parallels that I think we forget is in the entertainment side of the business. You know, Larry Wilmore, for example, he's got a job now hosting a show, and people forget that, well, before he had his own show, he was one of the fake correspondents on The Daily Show, and before that, he was a writer on about a half dozen different shows. So, you know, I think that if we're teaching our students to be good writers, and if they have the diligence and the perseverance to keep working on their craft, even when they're out of school, they're going to be fine.
Well, good luck to the graduates. And for our listeners, they can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.